Hello, it is October 2nd, 2017. You're looking live at Athens, Georgia. This is episode 6.62.1 of the Willich Experience podcast here at Sports on Earth. I am the aforementioned Will Leach, and I thank you for spending part of your day with me. We have reached the time of the year when the baseball season is over, and there is games to preview and actual postseason baseball not involving my St. Louis Cardinals, which means everyone will enjoy this postseason, which I say through gritted teeth. But I'm here with Alza Footer. We're going to do what we did last year, I think the year before even as well, do short little previews of each series, or quote, series in quotes, as when it comes to the wild card. But first off, Alza, you have any closing thoughts on the end of the season after a actually sadly inconsequential final day of the season?
Yeah, we were going to have like a five-way tie, right? We were all excited for this American League wild card to not have any kind of decisions being made by Sunday. And then, it didn't even matter that all the games started at the same time. So I was watching, I guess, the Rockies and Dodgers on TV. And then I had the Astros and Red Sox like on my phone. And I thought, this is pathetic. Like nothing matters and I'm still like acting like this is a great day. But so then I just started fighting with fans on Twitter who think that Lance McCullers Jr. should be in the starting rotation. And yeah. I do not. So there's still like, you know, controversies to be discussed. And then, of course, the game times came out last night. And so then my Twitter feed was filled with Astros fans which is really funny, tired of being the quote redheaded stepchild, and they're saying it to a redhead. I'm like, well, I'm not a stepchild, but I don't know. can we come up with something better when we're talking about people that just constantly get stomped on and disregarded? But anyway, those are my opening thoughts. I'm really sorry that Astros fans have to endure the early game, but this has been going on since 1997. I have covered noon Central Time games in the playoffs for the last 20 years.
I think in the NBA playoffs they call that the series that goes on NBA TV. The channel that nobody has, but yeah, that's always gonna be that one series, and I think that's okay. I feel like these are, to use a term that feels a little bit more problematic by the day, but still I think holds up in this regard. Talk about a first world problem. A first world problem is, oh no, my series is on at a time when that doesn't show my team enough respect. So
right.
So okay, well, we're gonna do a whole. Obviously, we're gonna be traveling, doing a whole bunch of stuff before all of these series and as these playoffs goes along. But these are, as we said, these are our short hits. So subscribe to us on iTunes. That's the best way to get it. Subscribe to iTunes, or these will pop up for you. They'll be like little 5 or 10 minute hits on each series or each game. So before we get into two, because you're right, they're really what they're, this was, I did a ranking last year before the last day of the season of the best last days of the season and ranking them all, because obviously 2011 was the best from like the last 10 years. This one is definitely the worst. Like there was no, the only excitement that last day was Stanton going to hit 60? That was
right.
That was like the only thing going on. So,
and then he didn't.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, well, forget it then. So yeah, we at least remember the 60. But yeah, I think it was the worst one, but that's okay, because I think that's a good sign, because it means that you've got 8 at least really good teams that were clearly better than everybody else. And then the second tier, those final two teams, were just slightly better than the crappy teams that couldn't come through. When you have separation like this, theoretically, it should mean very competitive series. So again, these are all one game or five game series, so who knows what's going to happen. But we're going to start this off with the Twins and Yankees. This game is, of course, at Yankee Stadium on TBS. Excuse me, on ESPN, sorry. It's the Yankee Stadium on ESPN, 8 o'clock Eastern. Though it says 8 o'clock Eastern, I assume that means 9:15. But nevertheless, it is Irvin Santana against Luis Severino. Obviously, you know, the Twins feel like, I feel like the Twins get kind of a bum rap because they're not that great of a team, which is a reasonable reason not to give them a little bit of a bum rap. But also, you know, there was no one stepped up. We thought we were going to have this great race and everyone fell off, and the Twins hung in by essentially paying slightly better than 500 in September, which got them in. They don't have any credible great starter. Sano is starting to play the last couple of games, so doesn't look entirely healthy. It's hard to find a position other than maybe center field that the Twins are decidedly better than the Yankees. But again, it's one game, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's exactly it. I mean, everything would tell you that the Yankees are going to win this game. The track record between the two teams in the postseason, the fact that the Twins aren't that good, like you said. I mean, they're fine. They're fine. Yeah,
they're fine, decent,
lovely, right. Fun team to watch. None of this matters in one game. You're playing nine innings, so it's really just, which is why I can't really, I just hate this format. But
sorry.
It's being played at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. So ultimately, the Yankees probably should win this game. Now, 2 years ago, the Yankees were barely showed up to their game with the Astros in that one wild card game. So, you know, strange things happen. This will largely, like, while I say that the postseason is largely determined on bullpens, a one game playoff is largely really determined on how strong the starting pitcher is and if he gets a timely hits. And so, yeah, I'm my money's on the Yankees. My heart is with the Twins. So it'll be interesting to see. But if the Twins were to win that wild card game, can you imagine the consternation that's going to come out of the northeastern part of our country with how unfair this format is?
Yeah, of course. Listen, anything that's unfair to the Yankees is obviously right. Unfair to America. So don't forget that. What did you think of Brian Kinney's idea? He talked about making this a bullpen game for the Yankees. Now, I understand. On one hand, I understand that that's unusual for players and it'd be a strange thing for them. On the other hand, there is an argument to be made that. The Twins don't have an incredible lineup. The Yankees have the bullpen is clearly their strength. Though Severino's obviously been really good, but their bullpen is clearly their strength. If you can mix and match, and you've got 2 days off in between games, so it's not like you can use all the bullpen arms you want and still save Severino theoretically for a potential game one in the ALDS. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's really risky to do that for one game, do or die, win or take all, and lose or go home. Who would you start? Which reliever do you start with then? What do you think, Brian, about that?
I think it was Green. I think he wanted Green to be the starter. I'll have to check that, but I think that's who it was. I think he wanted him to go like two innings and then just kind of mix and match the rest of the way. To me, I understand he would go like one inning or two innings. Like it doesn't really matter who it would be. I think he thought he would go with him just because the way the Twins lineup would probably be constructed. But for me, the thing that, listen, I think your point is exactly right on this. In a theoretical universe, I understand the idea. I get the notion. I understand where he's coming from. He's also coming from, I'm Brian Kinney, and I will be a little contrarian on television, and that's what I'm good
right.
at. So there's a little bit of that. I say that out of love for Brian. But I also think that it's one game, and because it's one game, anything could happen. So if this doesn't work for any one of a million reasons that have nothing to do with the actual strategy itself, just weird things happen in one game, Girardi would just never ever hear the end of it. Like it'd be over for him there. I mean, he this is a guy that essentially is, you make an argument for him to be manager of the year this year. I think he's done a really great job with that team. This is a little bit better than they were expecting. Obviously Judge being so much better than they thought has been a big factor in that. But I think Girardi's done a really nice job with his team and generally has the respect of people that cover baseball in New York. And as we know, when you don't have their respect, they eat you alive. All it takes this, like maybe you could try this, maybe Minnesota could try this if they had that sort of, I don't think they have the bullpen to do it, but if they had the bullpen to do it, I can see Minnesota or Oakland or even Baltimore, someone like that trying it. But man, if you did this, even if it worked as well as you possibly wanted it to, and you still lost, all you would hear was you had Luis Severino, this great pitcher, and you didn't even use him and you lost. I just can't see. It's not a terrible idea in a vacuum, but we don't live in a vacuum. We live in New York City.
I mean, I think that like if you just like give the Twins that extra ammunition, like, oh, they think they could just throw their bullpen against us and win this game. I mean, there's a mental edge to, you know, you're not going to have any of the analysts that would even acknowledge that. And certainly I think Brian Kinney probably fits into that category. But so you can't talk about anything that would have to do with anything but what you can find in the algorithms and in the spreadsheets. But if you give them a mental edge like that, that seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah, and again, it's one game. It's one to me. The one game thing is actually kind of a reason not to do that because you can do that, and you can do everything perfect in a one game set and still lose. The example I always use of this. You're never going to believe this, Allison, but it's a Cardinals game. But the 2000,
really?
Yeah, I know. But the 2011 NLDS, that game where Chris Carpenter went against Roy Halladay, the Phillies essentially played perfectly in that game. They played perfect. Halladay was amazing. They played great defense. They did everything possibly right, except they gave up one run on a dorky play in the first inning, and Carpenter shut them out. And that's it. That's all that happened. No one thinks the Cardinals were actually better than the Phillies in that game or even in the whole series, but stuff happened. So that's kind of my thought on it. I feel like the Yankees, it's hard to come up with a scenario where the Yankees clearly look like the better team. They look like they have every possible advantage. They also own the Twins in the postseason. I think they've won like so many series against them. Well, I think Mauer is the only guy that was around. Yeah, Mauer is the only guy that was around at that time. But still, it's just hard to find a scenario. I agree. We can both be completely logical and completely correct in picking the Yankees, and the Twins could win 11-0 because it's one game. But I still feel like you've got to pick the Yankees.
Yeah, you have to pick the Yankees. It would be illogical to pick anybody else, but it would be really fabulous if the Twins got into the division series somehow.
Oh, I am pro. Listen, I am pro chaos in that kind of regard. The Twins, and the only thing I'm worried about is if the Twins go on a run and go all the way to the World Series, I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle Minnesota outside in late October. This has always been the theory ever since they did that last series, but we can cross that bridge. Let's get them to the wild card game first, and then we'll figure it out.
I mean, if it's not Minnesota in late October, it's Cleveland, so just pack a winter coat. That's true.
I'll have a woolly jumper. Okay, so that is our AL wild game card game preview. We'll be back a little later on with our preview of the National League wild card game. See you then.